Hey there, and welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, I'm one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church, and we're glad you're here today. If you've missed any of this week, I want to encourage you to go to our website, weekdaypodcast.com, just weekdaypodcast.com, because all week long, we've been talking about this idea of building a life of significance. One of the ways to experience true significance is by serving other people. And when I say serve other people, one of the best ways to do that is to serve with others who are serving others. Do you get that? Part of a team. Now, in church world, we use that word serve a lot. I mean, that's from scripture. It talks about the fact that Jesus served others, but maybe outside of church, maybe you're not familiar with serve. It's really just this idea of being helpful to other people, raising your hand and volunteering, because I think all of us, inside or outside of the church, want to know that our lives matter. We want to know that we made a positive impact on the people around us, that our life has a ripple effect. Well, that kind of life does not come from surface level significance, right? Significant lives don't come from our status, doesn't come from the make and model of our car, it doesn't come from the logo or the label in our clothing, it doesn't come from more money, it doesn't come from physical satisfaction. Real significance comes from service. Significance comes when you start thinking about other people more than yourself and you begin to give your life away. See, it's impossible to be selfish and significant at the same time. You just can't do it. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10, each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. See, those talents you have, they're not for your benefit. Those abilities that you have, they're not just for you. God gave them to you for others, right? He gave them to you for the benefit of the people around you. You are shaped for significance, and you find that significance by using your gifts, using your abilities, using your talents to serve others. In the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 says it this way, "Two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. If one falls down, the other can help him up. But it is bad for the person who is alone and falls because no one is there to help. If two lie down together, they will be warm. But a person alone will not be warm. An enemy might defeat one person, but two people together can defend themselves. A rope that is woven of three strings is hard to break." Did you catch that? You're not meant to serve alone. You're meant to serve on a team. You're meant to serve God in a family, in a small group, in a church. You're meant to serve God in relationship. So where did you start? Where do you start with this idea that you are given abilities, gifts, talents to use for others? Well, sometimes when I talk to people, they'll come to the office and set up a meeting, or we'll meet for coffee, and they'll be like, "Bobby, that sounds great, but I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know where to serve." Well, many of you that have been around here a while know that I have a sweet tooth. And by sweet tooth, I mean I eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's salted caramel core ice cream in one sitting. By sweet tooth, I mean I don't eat just one salted caramel cupcake. I eat like four at a time. And so going along those lines, let me use this illustration that we used a while back. Imagine you're at a table and you've got a bunch of people around you, and there's someone that's about to eat a salted caramel cupcake. And their cupcake is on the edge of the table. It looks like it's about to fall. You see that they're vulnerable, and yet they go to pick it up, and it flops into their lap. What do you do? See, what you do in that scenario may help determine to figure out what your gift is. Some of you would say, you would yell at that person. You'd be like, "Man, I almost told you that was going to happen. You idiot. I can't believe you didn't see that coming." Well, if that's sort of your reaction in that moment, you might have the gift of prophecy. Some of you might say, "Oh man, let me help you clean that up. Here's a napkin. Let me wipe it up. Here, let me get that taken care of you." See, if you resonate with that, you might have the spiritual gift of serving. Some of you might be, "Well, I've researched this. And really, there's a better way to eat a salted caramel cupcake. Step one is you do this, right? Step two is," if that's you, you might have the gift of teaching. But some of you would be like, "Oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I feel for you. You know, that happened to me once. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Watch this." And then you take your own cupcake and you throw it down to make them feel better. If that's you, you might have the gift of encouragement. Some of you might be like, oh, here's mine. Take mine. In fact, I'll bring cupcakes for everybody. I'll drizzle more caramel on them. If that's you, you might have the gift of serving. But some of you would just bark out an order. You might be like, we can get this cleaned up in no time. You go get this. You go get that. I've got a vision to make it better. If that's you, that might be leadership. And then the last ones are, some of you are like, man, my heart sinks. When I saw that cupcake falling in your lap, I was hurting for you. I was hurting with you. I was so devastated. See, some of you have the gift of mercy. Whatever your gift is, whatever that thing is that's inside of you, those gifts are given to you by God Himself. They are given to you for others. And the best way to use that is inside the church to help other people, to serve other people, to impact the world. And so today, as we think about this, day four, building a life of significance, find somebody to serve, but also find somebody to serve alongside. And if you need any help in that, if you want to have a further conversation about that, drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And I would love just to talk with you more about that. Well, hey, tomorrow, I hope you'll come back. We're going to wrap up this conversation. Pastor Chuck has a great lesson in store for tomorrow. So come on back to the weekday podcast for day five of this, Building a Life of Significance. And then also, if this has been helpful, if this has encouraged you in any way, if you don't mind, share it with somebody today. Send them to weekdaypodcast.com. It's just an easy way to spread the love and show encouragement to others. Have a great day.